This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The British newspaper The Guardian had a VW story yesterday that caught our eye. The paper did some analysis of what 500,000 Volkswagens and Audis here emitting way more pollutants than allowed would mean. And then it did the same thing for 11 million cars worldwide. It's not hard math. Emissions per vehicle times number of vehicles times average miles driven. The worst case number you get for the cars in the U.S. is 40,000 extra tons of nitrous oxide, NOx, as it's called, N-O-X. But is that a lot? What are the trickle-down costs? So many questions, both here and overseas. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has more on that story.
Diesel cars aren't all that popular in America, so VW emissions won't have a huge impact. But it's not nothing, says Carl Matheson, one of the Guardian reporters who did the analysis.
Western Europe's largest coal power station is pretty much equivalent to how much these cars would have emitted on the roads each year.
Gauging the economic impact of a power plant's worth of pollution is challenging, but it can be done. It's the kind of thing University of Chicago economist Michael Greenstone does in his research.
Increased NOx emissions out of the car lead to higher ambient concentrations of ozone and possibly higher ambient concentrations of particulates. And then those two forms of air pollution in turn lead to health problems.
Those can include difficulty breathing, coughing, and aggravated asthma, emphysema, and chronic bronchitis. You can put a dollar amount on the impact.
I'd really have to do some back-of-the-envelope calculations.
So we talked again later this afternoon after he had the chance to plug in some numbers.
The bottom line from my back-of-the-envelope calculations, which should be interpreted with caution as they were done in 1 hour of work, is health costs of about $80 million per year in the United States.
He stresses these are not statistically significant results. And remember, diesel passenger cars are much more popular around the world, such as in Europe, where diesels make up more than half the cars on the road. Patrick Kinney is an environmental health sciences professor at Columbia.
It's an important impact on a global basis, and just magnify it if this extends beyond VW.
And it might. A study last year from the International Council on Clean Transportation found diesel cars, not just VWs, giving off an average of 7 times European standards. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.